Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the 8th parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph and Parak Ches Mishnah Beis. Parak Ches is going to begin a discussion regarding how one should use and consume the produce that is produced during Shemitah, the produce, the crops that grow during Shemitah. Now, the main rule that we're going to see in these Mishnayos are that, generally speaking, you're not allowed to use a Shemitah produce for anything other than its ideal usage. Whatever it's ideally meant to be used for, that's how one is allowed to use such produce. We're about to see a few examples given in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviz, there's an important rule when it comes to the laws of Shviz. This is the second Mishnah, the second parak in a row that began with Klal Gadol, with an important rule to know when it comes to Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaMeyuchad LaMeichel Adam, Ein Osin Mimenu Milugma LaAdam. That anything that's specifically designated and used for the consumption of a human being, any food that generally speaking is only eaten by a human being, cannot be used for the treatment of a wound of a human being, because its main purpose isn't for a wound. Its main purpose is for human consumption. And therefore, if there's a Shemitah produce that you want to use to clean your wound, to treat your wound, you're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to eat such produce. Ve'ein sarach lomer la'behemah, says the Mishnah. You don't have to even say, obviously, that human food cannot be used to feed or to tend to an animal. Because again, if it's meichel b'adam, if it's meant to be eaten by a human being, and it's Shemitah food, it must be eaten by a human being. Continues the Mishnah. V'chol she'enu miyuchad l'meichel adam, anything that is not specifically designated for meichel adam, for human consumption, but rather it's meant to be eaten by animals, it's animal food, Osin mimenu milugma l'adam, then if it's animal food, then you certainly can use it to tend to a human being. That's a higher level. You're tending to a human being instead of feeding an animal. That's fine. Avalola behema, but you can't tend to an animal's illness, to an animal's wound with animal food, because that would be a step down. You at least have to use it for its ideal purpose or a higher level purpose. So if it's animal food, you can use it to tend to a human being, to their wound. You can feed it to them if it's something they want to eat. But you certainly cannot tend to the wound of an animal, because that would be a step down from the animal eating it. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'chol she'enu miyuchad lo l'mayichel adam v'lo l'mayichel behem, if there's something that's generally speaking not eaten by a human being, and it's not designated for Michael behema, for animals to eat it, maybe you use it for the fuel for a fire or something like that. Chashav alav l'mayichel adam u'l'mayichel behema, if you had the intention, the thought, the kavana, that it should be eaten either by a human being or by an animal, then nosin alav chumre adam v'chumre behema. Then the stringencies of animal food and the stringencies of human food apply to it, even if it's not only eaten by animals or human beings. But if your kavan, if your intention when picking it, when getting it ready, was for you to eat it, or for an animal to eat it, then both of those chumras and both of those stringencies would apply to it. What's the stringency when it comes to human food? So like we said, you're not allowed to treat a human being's wound with food that is meant to be eaten by a human being. What's the stringency when it comes to animal food? We didn't learn this yet, but we will. That you're not allowed to cook animal food, because animals, generally speaking, don't eat food cooked, and you're not allowed to treat something and act something and treat something differently than the way that it's usually treated. If nowadays, you can certainly see pet owners, you know, cooking their animal food and doing different things. But really, naturally and normally, animal food is not meant to be cooked, and therefore, you would not be allowed to cook Shemitah food that is meant for animals. However, says the Mishnah, Chashav alav le'etzim, if your intention for these things was not for animal food or for human food, but it was for firewood, then harehu ke'etzim, then it's like firewood, and it's like the wood itself, and therefore it has no kedusha shviyas, it does not have the holiness of the Shemitah year. Kigon hasiya v'ha ezo v'ha korn v'ha kornis, different herb-like plants that could theoretically be used for a human consumption, for animal consumption, or for firewood. So again, it depends on what your intention is when it comes to those particular items. Okay, now we should just know, in reference to this previous Mishnah, interesting to point out, that the Shulchan Aruch actually writes, and this is just a good example of our Mishnah, when it comes to Havdalah, for example, that you should overflow your cup, and then you should use that the grape juice or the wine in your cup to blow out the fire of the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos and so on and so forth. But based on our mission, it would seem that you can't use Shemitah wine for this purpose, because Shemitah wine is meant to be drunk, and you could only drink it. You can't use it to blow out a fire. You can't use it to overflow and waste some at Havdalah. So that's just an interesting application of this din, that again, when it comes to any of these Shemitah items, it can only be used for the ideal optimal purpose that it was initially created and used for. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Ches. Mishnah Beis says the Mishnah, Shvius nitna la'achila v'lishtia u'lesicha. When it comes to any Shemitah produce that's main purpose is for eating or for drinking or for anointing yourself, for rubbing it, for rubbing something on you, there's a principle in halacha of that sicha kishtia, that anointing yourself, that rubbing something on you is just like drinking it. So in all of these cases, you're allowed to either eat it, drink it, or anoint yourself on it. Now, like we said before, le'chol davar shadarko le'chol. You got to eat it in the way that's normal for it to be eaten. So if something, you want to eat an orange, eat an orange. If you want to drink the orange juice and you want to squeeze out the orange juice, that's also fine, because that's something that's typically done. But l'sicha, you can't take the orange juice and rub that on yourself, because that's not normal. Again, you have to do whatever's the optimal, normal usage for whatever the produce is. When it comes to olives, for example, people eat olives. I particularly don't like olives, but some people do like olives. You could drink it, you could make it into olive oil, and people would typically anoint themselves with olives. So it really depends on the produce, it depends on the crop, and again, you need to use it for whatever its main ideal purpose is, depending on what the crop is. So the Mishnah teaches us that you have to eat in its typical way. If it's something that's not roi la'achila, it's something that's no longer, it's, let's say, rotted, it's no longer good, you can't eat it because it's not roi, it's not worthy of being eaten. You have to do it. You normally would never eat something that's spoiled. So same thing when it comes to Shemitah. The same thing, if something is typically eaten cooked, you got to cook it. If something's never eaten cooked, then you can't cook it. It's all about what's typically done, how something's typically eaten when it comes to the laws of Shemitah. And continues the mission of Elasuch, Davar Shadarko Elasuch. Similarly, if something's typically rubbed on you, and that's how you rub it on your skin, great, do it. If something you don't typically rub on, then if it's Shemitah produce, then you can't rub it on your skin. Continuing in the Mishnah, lo yosuch yayin v'chum, it's a person should not rub wine or vinegar on himself, avosachu es Hashem, but you certainly can anoint yourself and rub your oil on you, because people would typically rub oil on themselves. V'chein betruma uve meiser sheni. It says the Mishnah that it's true, when it comes, generally speaking, to the laws of Shemitah, that you can only use a particular crop, a particular produce, for its main, ideal, optimal purpose. But says the Mishnah, the same is also true when it comes to Truma and Maaser Sheni. Truma, again, is the gift given to the Kohanim. Maaser Sheni is what we take to Yerushalayim to eat it there. And there too, you're only allowed to eat Truma, to use Truma, or Maaser Sheni in the optimal, ideal way, in the way that is typically done. Finishing off the Mishnah, Kal Mehem Shvius, but Shvius is actually more lenient when it comes to Truma and Maaser Sheni in one respect. How is Shemitah more lenient? Shenitna lahadlakas haner. Because when it comes to Shemitah oil, for example, you're allowed to use it to light a candle, because that's something that's typically used. People typically use oil to light a candle. Therefore, you're allowed to use a Shemitah oil to light a candle, but you cannot use Truma oil or Maaser Sheni oil for that purpose, unless it's Truma Temeya. If it's impure Truma, then you can use it to light a candle. But typically speaking, you cannot use Truma and Maaser Sheni to light a candle, whereas you can use Shemitah oil to light a candle. But again, the main theme, the main concept to take away is that when it comes to whether it's Shemitah produce, whether it's a Truma or Maaser Sheni produce, you can only eat or use a particular crop or produce when you're using it in the way that is ideal, that is optimal, and that is typical. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah has taught us this rule. Number one, that when it comes to any food, you're not allowed to use it to treat a wound. You can treat it certainly for an animal, because again, it's meant to be eaten by a human being. You must only eat it if you are a human being and use it to eat because that's what its main purpose is. When it comes to animal food, the same thing is true. You're allowed to use it to tend to the wound of a human being, but you can't use it to tend to the wound of an animal because that would be below the ideal optimal purpose for that animal food. And then when it comes to something, let's say, that's not generally speaking for used for animal food, for human food, then it all depends on kavana. If your intention is that it should be used for animal food or human food, then we're strict, and then you can't treat your wound if it's human food. If it's animal food, then you can't cook it, because you generally speaking can't cook animal food, and so on and so forth. But if it's something that you could use for firewood, and that's really your intention, just to use it for firewood, then you certainly can use it for whatever you want, because there's no kedusha shvias, there's no holiness of the seventh year. And then Perek Ches Mishnah Beis taught us that when it comes to eating, drinking, anointing, and so on, you're allowed to, depending on the crop, use it again for its ideal purpose. If it's eaten, if it's drunken, if it's anointed, if it's rubbed on your body, then great, then you should use it for one of its main purposes. If it has multiple purposes, then great, then you could eat it, you could drink it, or you can anoint yourself with it, rub it on your body, like in the case of olives. But the main theme is that you have to use it in the ideal, optimal way that it is typically used. The same halacha the Mishnah points out is true when it comes to truma and ma'aser sheni. There too, you can only use the various produce for the purpose that it is typically used, for the eating, for the drinking, for the rubbing, and so on and so forth. And the Mishnah just concludes by saying that when it comes to shvius, you're allowed to use oil, that Shemitah oil, to burn a candle, because again, that's the main purpose of, one of the main purposes of oil is to burn a candle. But when it comes to truma and ma'aser sheni, generally speaking, you cannot use them to burn a fire. Have a great day.